Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and the word we'll be studying this week is the word prayer. Now, it's actually Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew who put our study together this week. He is traveling and was unable to get a recording this week, but he shared his notes with me, and so I'll be sharing them with you. The word prayer describes the act of coming before God and speaking to Him as a child would speak to his or her father. God says in Psalm 50, verse 15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Prayer is, by its nature, the communication of one who is less to one who is greater. We are sinful, and God is all-powerful. Yet God has invited us to come before Him in prayer, with our needs and concerns, with our praise and adoration, with our thanksgiving for His many blessings, and also with humble confession for our sins and admitting that we deserve nothing from His powerful hand. Prayer is a wonderful blessing and privilege from God. It also comes with God's promise that He will hear and answer our prayer. Imagine. As Christians, we have the ear of the Creator of the universe. Believers in Christ throughout the history of the world have made use of God's gift of prayer and have had their prayers heard and answered. Job prayed for his friends. Moses prayed to the Lord on behalf of the people of Israel and Miriam his sister. Samson prayed for strength and Hannah prayed for a son. King David prayed for forgiveness and King Hezekiah prayed for healing. Elisha prayed that his servant could see the angels of the Lord protecting Jerusalem, and Daniel and Nehemiah prayed for the Lord's blessing on requests made to their superiors. Paul prayed for his fellow believers. Stephen prayed for those who were murdering him. The Lord heard and answered each one of those prayers. James assures us in James 5:16, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Believers since the time of the apostles have continued to know the great blessings the Lord has given to us in prayer. The famous hymn writer John Newton penned these verses concerning the power and privilege of prayer. We have it in our hymnal in hymn 459, stanzas 1 and 2. "Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not say thee nay. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much." Prayer is a gift from God to us. It comes with his promise to hear us and to grant what is best for us. With such great promises, it's a shame that we don't make more use of prayer, isn't it? Paul encourages us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. In addition, most of our prayers are all too often focused on our physical needs instead of our spiritual needs. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gives us the opposite example. Yes, we can and should pray for our daily bread and the things of this life, but more importantly, our prayer should be directed to His name, kingdom, and will, the forgiveness of our sins, and deliverance from temptation and the evil that surrounds us in this world of sin. Thank you, Father, for the blessing you have given us in prayer. We do not deserve this gift of your love, but ask you to help us learn from the example of other believers in your word, as well as our Savior, and teach us to make use of this precious gift continually in our lives. Strengthen our faith in you, and use us to bring your light of salvation to others that they may know you and your salvation in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.